I pushed aside a low branch, and that is when I saw it. There was a very old jeep in the undergrowth. Its tires had rotted away to nothing, and the creepers and the ferns were growing out through the arches of its wheels. The black plastic seats were tattered, and the short rusty springs were poking out through them. Fungus was growing on the doors. The jeep was pointed away from me, and I walked closer. I saw that the jungle and the jeep had grown together, so that there was no telling where the one ended and the other began, whether the jungle grew out of the jeep or the jeep grew out of the jungle. The footwells of the jeep were filled with the rotted leaves of many seasons, and all the jeep's metal had become the same dark color as the fallen leaves and the earth. Lying across the front seats, there was the skeleton of a man. At first I did not see it, because the skeleton was dressed in clothes the same color as the leaves. But the clothes were so torn and ragged that the white bones shone through them in the early morning light. It looked as if the skeleton had become tired from driving, and he had lain himself down across the two front seats to sleep. His skull lay on the dashboard, a little way apart from the rest of the skeleton. He was looking up at a small bright patch of sky, high above us, through a gap in the forest canopy. I know this because the skull was wearing sunglasses, and the sky was reflected in one of the lenses. A snail had crawled across this lens and eaten all the green mold and dirt off it, and it was in the glistening trail of this creature that the glass reflected the sky. Now the snail was halfway along one arm of the sunglasses. I went closer to look. The sunglasses had thin gold frames. On the corner of the lens that reflected the sky, the snail had crawled across the place where the glasses said Ray-Ban. I supposed that this had been the man's name, because I was young and my troubles had still not found me, and I did not yet understand that there could be reasons for wearing a name that was not one's own. I stood and looked down at Ray-Ban's skull for a long time, watching my own face reflected in his sunglasses. I saw myself fixed in the landscape of my country. A young girl with tall dark trees and a small patch of sunlight. I stared for a long time, and the skull did not turn away, and neither did I, and I understood that this is how it would always be for me.